Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. A shout out to my channel members and my patrons, as you are what keep this channel alive. Now, tonight's story has me feeling like I wish I had a basement and a house. Maybe if I lived somewhere further up north, it would be more common. But down here in the south, that's not always as common. But maybe that is a blessing in disguise. I guess there's no point beating around the bush, so I'm just gonna get straight into it. There's a dead body in my basement. No, I'm not kidding. It's the God's honest truth. And here's the thing. It's been there for over a week now. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, dude, that's messed up. And you're right, it is. But I can assure you, there's a perfectly valid reason for why it's still there. I'll explain why in a minute, but let me fill you in on the details first. About a week ago, I was taking some dirty laundry down to the basement. I walked down the stairs and made my way over to the light switch on the other side, and discovered that there was a guy dressed in a suit and tie lying on his back in the middle of the floor. His hands were folded together like he was praying, and he had a big knife sticking out of his chest. To say that I was gobsmacked would be a freaking understatement of the century. I couldn't move. I just stood there completely frozen, staring at the guy like a deer trapped in oncoming headlights. The first semi-coherent thought that passed through my brain about 20 seconds later was that it had to be a practical joke, that some of my douchebag friends would come running out of there any second with a camera and big grins screaming, "Gotcha, dumbass!" And I wished that had happened. But no such luck. There was no one else there. It was just me and Mr. Mysterious Dead Guy. And that's when the enormity of it finally hit me, and I nearly passed out. And can you really blame me? There I was, in my own basement, thinking everything is fine and dandy, and wham, frickin' bam, I stumble across a dead body. So a couple of minutes goes by, and I'm slowly starting to come out of my daze I'm in, and working up the necessary courage to go over there for a closer look. But as I approach the guy, I have second thoughts. So I stop, turn around, and grab a hammer from the tool shop behind the staircase. Don't ask me why, but that's what I did. Then, I go back to the body. And that's when I see that his eyes are open, and my heart skips a beat. It's creepy enough having a dead body in your basement, but it's even creepier having a dead body with its eyes open. Anyways, I walk a little closer and see the bluest eyes I have ever seen in my life. It's almost like they are made out of polished ice, and they're staring directly up at the ceiling like the owner had just seen a dang ghost up there. So I stand where I am for a few minutes, wondering what the hell do I do now? And then, all of a sudden, I decide to check if he's got any ID on him. I mean, that's what they do on TV, right? Figure out who the victim is and all that stuff. So I take a few deep breaths and kneel down next to the guy and start going through his pockets. I'm careful not to touch him, which is actually fairly easy if you take your time. Then, about a minute into the search, I finally found what I was looking for. A wallet. And that's when all hell breaks loose. As I am going through the content of his wallet, the light goes out, and I'm cast into complete darkness. I mean, I can't even see an inch in front of me. All I manage to say is, "Jesus!" And then a cold hand locks itself around my wrist and starts to squeeze. If you've ever been truly scared, and I mean really freaking scared, then you can multiply your experience by 10 and you know how I felt. And yeah, you guessed it. I wet my pants. There was nothing I could do to stop it. It just came pouring out like water from a dang garden hose. Then I sucked in a couple of gallons of air and nearly passed out. So there I was. My heart was doing somersaults inside my chest, and I could feel the taste of blood and sulfur in my mouth. And last but not least, I had a dead cold hand wrapped around my wrist. I tried to jump on my feet, but the hand was holding me tight and didn't cede a millimeter. There was no way I was going to be able to stand up. Then wham, another hand locks onto my arm, just above where the other hand is. And that's when I started screaming from the top of my lungs. I was like a wild animal. I was kicking and screaming, hitting the hands, trying to extricate myself. But it was no use. It was like my arm was stuck in a vice. Then the hands try to pull me closer, and I go frickin' mental. I throw myself backwards and kick the guy repeatedly, trying desperately to break free. I throw my arm behind me, hoping to find something I could grab onto, and that's when my hand bumps into the hammer. I hit it with such force that I should be withering in pain, but the adrenaline numbed my sensation and I was able to ignore it. At that point, I could probably have taken a few sucker punches straight in the head and still kept going. So I finally realized what it was, and after fumbling around for it in my hand for a second or two, I managed to get a hold of it. And then, something inside me takes over, and I go straight to the autopilot mode. My arm starts swinging with force, and the hammer keeps striking the guy repeatedly. It was like an out-of-body experience. Like witnessing a psycho bashing the crap out of someone on TV and not really caring one bit about what had happened to the victim. I just wanted to get the hell out of there. I probably kept at it for a good minute. Then I noticed that the guy's hands had relinquished their grip on my arm. So I jump up and bolt across the room and manage to run straight up the wall and almost knock myself out cold, but I remained conscious. Then, I race over to the stairs and run up to the kitchen. There, I throw myself into the corner and assume the fetal position. Well, actually, I pushed a heavy cabinet up against the door leading down to the basement first, just to be on the safe side. So I sit there for almost a half an hour, hyperventilating and sweating bullets until I am finally able to think coherent thoughts again. Then, I grab a torch and a new bulb and I return to the basement. The hand holding the torch is shaking like a vibrator, but I'm able to hold on to it. The first thing I do is to shine the light on the guy's face just to make sure that he's still there. He is. His face looks like an overinflated punching ball. It's covered in blood, mucus, and bruises. Then, I grab a stepladder and change the light bulb and approach the guy for a second inspection. And this time, I make sure I stay half a dozen feet away. And that's when I notice it. His hands are in exactly the same position as they were the first time I saw him. They were folded together on top of his chest. It's like he had never moved them and never had grabbed my arm. I shaked my head in disbelief and blinked a few times, thinking my eyes are doing a trick on me, but they're not. His hands really are folded together, which means he must have folded them while I was bashing him with the hammer or... someone else latched onto my arm. The thought scares the crap out of me, and I quickly snatch the hammer off the floor and raise it above my head. Then I start going through every inch of the basement. I make sure to take my time, and I do a thorough search. But the basement is empty. It's just the two of us down there. So I go back upstairs again, and that's when I realize what a terrible predicament I had managed to get myself into. If I called the cops, they're automatically assuming that I killed the guy, and I'll get locked up for life. And if there is one place I don't want to go, it's the penitentiary. Or as the folks around these parts jokingly refer to, the penitentiary. Guys like me, who's only 5'10" in height, is just shy of 150 pounds, generally don't have a good time in places like that, if you get my drift. And that's when I realize I have to get rid of the body. That's the only way, and that's where I'm at now. It's been exactly 1 week since I punched the guy's ticket. There has been no mention of him in the media, so I guess he wasn't that popular, and thank God for that. I don't think I could put on a straight face if the cops came knocking at my door. I'm not going to lie, the last week has been pure hell. The memory of the ordeal never leaves me. It's like a dripping faucet. No matter how hard I turn the tap, it just can't stop it. But I think I've managed to deal with it pretty well. I don't think I've given anyone reason to suspect that I've recently bashed someone to death with a carpenter's hammer. I've also reached a decision as to how I'm going to solve this problem, although it's not something I'm looking forward to. But hey, beggars can't be choosers, right? I've been down to the local hardware store and acquired two new handsaws, some heavy-duty pin liners, duct tape, and hazmat suit. Items that will come in handy for what I've got planned. It will probably take me all night, but I don't think I'll run into any major problems. All I could say is thank God that it is winter and that the temperature is in the low 20s. Everything should be frozen solid by now, so there won't be that much of a mess to clean up afterwards. I've also done a few online searches, and I've got a good idea of how to dispose of the various evidence. But that's not something I'm going to share with you. That's a secret that I'll take to my grave. Well, I think that about covers it. Please wish me luck. If everything goes according to plan, I might just be able to get away with it, and with time, put this whole entire mess behind me. If not, I guess you'll see my face in the papers and on TV before you know it. How will you recognize me if it comes to that? Well, that's a pretty easy question to answer. I'll be the little white guy looking straight into the camera, protesting my innocence. Whoa. I knew there was a reason I don't have a basement. Just yet. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the scary story tonight. Make sure you smash that like button, subscribe if you haven't already, and spread me like butter.